Okay, so the Mishnah, we're changing topics over here. Mishnah on Kuf Chaf Omer Aleph in Shabbos. All right. Okay, so he said like this: Rav Shimon ben Nanas Omer, Porson or Shel Gedi Al Gabi Shida Teva Umigdal.
She'ochaz
Bohen Esa Or.
Before we do the Mishnah, can we get a little background on just halachas of Shabbos and putting fires out?
Okay. So, what's the malacha? The malacha is kibui, right?
Extinguishing. Okay.
And what was it done for?
Yeah. What was the productive?
What's the productive element of kibui? Yeah.
Charcoal.
Pechem. Okay. So if you char the wood before you use it, it'll burn more evenly. It won't flare up as much. So it would make charcoal. It would burn something and then extinguish it. Okay. So in most cases on Shabbos, when you're extinguishing a fire, you're not doing it to produce charcoal. Practically speaking, most cases when a person has the need to extinguish a fire, it's not because he wants charcoal. So in that case, it would be considered a malacha shein shvicha legufa.
And therefore...
So malacha shein shvicha legufa means we're doing a malacha,
right,
but not for its own product. Okay?
And that is
a machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon holds your pater, and Rabbi Yehuda holds your chayev.
Pater means
usher. Pater is usher,
okay. But you're pater from bringing korban.
Most Rishonim hold Melacha Shein Shvicha Legufa is pater on Shabbos. The Rambam happens to be of the opinion that it's usher, that it's chayev.
Okay?
Thank
you.
Alright. So, Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas Omer. Yeah. So just practically. Okay, so anyway, so over here. Rabbi Yeshua ben Nanas Omer, Porson Or Shel Gedi. So he says you can spread the skin of the goat onto these different boxes. She'ochaz Bohen Es Ha'or. That caught fire. Right? We use the same verb. That the fire caught hold of them. Okay. Mipnei Shehu Mecharech. What does that mean?
Singes.
Okay, who cares? So it says, Rash is Mecharech min ha'or ve'eno nisraf. It doesn't burn. Right? Mecharech means what? Shrink? Umitoch kach hu megin al ha'teva. So what is the guy doing? Let's just understand what he's doing.
He's putting out the fire.
No. Chas v'shalom, he's not putting out the fire.
Smothering it.
No, chas v'shalom, he's not putting out the fire.
Yeah,
I learned it. He's megin al ha'teva. Was Megan?
Oh, it's protecting.
He's protecting it. In other words, one part of this table catches on fire over here. So I don't want the rest of the table to catch on fire. So I come and I cover the rest of it with ore.
With damp ore.
With the damp ore. So now it'll protect the rest of the fire from getting burnt. I'm not putting out the fire. I'm just keeping more fuel from being consumed by the fire. I'm just Megan. Okay, so that's Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas. You can spread out the or shel gedi on the migdal she'ochaz bo as ha'or mipnei shehu mecharech. But he doesn't explain what it means mipnei shehu mecharech. So Rashi explains that it itself won't burn, right? And therefore, it'll protect the rest of the table. That's one case. All right, next. Ve'osin mechitza b'chol ha'kelim. So this is in a similar vein, right?
That is all Rav Shimon ben Nanas?
That's a good question. Sounds like that from here, but the Gemara seems to think it's now it's the Rabbanan. Okay. Ve'osin mechitza b'chol ha'kelim bein melein bein reikonim. So again, it's a preventative measure, right? A fire is breaking out, and I don't want it to go beyond a certain point, so I'll make a mechitza. It'll get to that point, it'll stop. Right? that you can do.
What would be the tzad to say that you can't do it?
Good question. Okay, let's continue a little further. Bein Malay and Mayim, whether they're filled with water or not. And Rabbi Yossi Oser Bikli Cheres Chadoshim Malay and Mayim. Rabbi Yossi argues only on this case, right? It seems he's only arguing on this case. That you can't put in place new pottery, new barrels of pottery filled with water. Why? Since they're new, they're not going to withstand the fire. And when the fire gets there, they're going to crack and release the water. It's a brilliant idea. Can't do it. It just doesn't make sense.
Why, an old vessel is going to withstand the fire?
That's what bothers you? Yes, that's exactly right. Alright, we'll have to go to pottery class.
It's the same problem as before.
No. So why is Rabbi Yossi arguing? He agrees it's okay to stop the forward march of the fire.
But then to take it out.
But to put in place a water bomb, right? That's going to crack when the fire gets there, and then extinguish the fire. That, he says, you cannot do. And then what do we call that?
Kiboy mamash. Gram kiboy. Yeah.
That would be gram kiboy. So let's just before we get into the Gemara, let's just think on our own of these three general categories that we have over here, right? We have kiboy mamash. We have Gram Kiboy, and we have being Ma'akev. What does the Gemara call it? Shalot Ta'avor Adleka. Right?
Rashi calls
Ma'akev later. Yeah.
I guess I understand what we're doing.
So it seems that there's no argument about being Ma'akev. Right? And there's no argument about mamish. The argument is about gram. But what's the difference between ma'akev and gram?
That's right. It comes out the same thing.
We need a clear idea on that one. And the Gemara says also wedding the talis, which seems to be a gram, right?
Right.
Just one word of caution here. Gram kiboy, according to Rabbi Yossi, is what? It's usher.
Right.
What does usher mean, generally speaking?
Potter.
So he's not saying it's kibbutz. He's not equating gram kibbutz with kibbutz mamish. Mm-hmm. For some reason, he says it's usher midrabanan.
Okay.
It's not like he doesn't distinguish between gram kibbutz and kibbutz. He does. Everybody does. But it's not. It's not mutter. That's all.
Got it.
What that argument is in a drabanan is hard for us to figure out what they're arguing about. But in terms of our definitions, we just need to define kiboy, gram kiboy, and being ma'akev, the deleka. What's the difference between being ma'akev and gram kiboy? In both cases, the fire is going to stop burning because of what you put in the way. I mean, if it's a good mechitza, it means it's going to stop the fire from marching forward. So why isn't that called putting out the fire indirectly?
Well,
okay, so Matt's saying kiboy and gram kiboy, there is an extinguishing taking place. But ma'akev, nothing is being extinguished. So you have to prove that to me. You have to convince me of that.
So Gil says
that when I'm ma'akev, the deleka from going forward, I'm just not providing more fuel for the fire. In other words, the fire is going to burn all of the fuel that's available to it. I'm just limiting its supply. That's not extinguishing. That's not giving it more to burn. I can only say I'm extinguishing it when
you actively put it out.
When
trump the fuel.
When there,
right, you kill the power of the fire
No.
The action of the fire. On the fuel itself.
The etzem ha-fire, the actual fire.
What are you,
fire.
A chayim now?
Yeah, right?
The ikar etzem shame of the fire.
The there's no difference between what Matt said and Ma'akiv. I'm saying we have to say that Kiboy is acting on the fire itself, not on
in
the
in other
source,
words, let's. I'm not going to say. You'll say it, but in other words, we can just detest the situation. Is there fuel left over from what you did? So then you did Kiboy. In other words, if the fire could have consumed more fuel, and then you stop the action of the fire on the thing that it was burning on, that's a Kiboy. Because you're preventing the natural state of the fire from existing. So if the fire is burning on the wood and I dump water on it, right? So it's not that it really had the potential to keep burning on that very spot. And I simply removed its ability to act, right? I prevented its ability to act on the spot that it was burning. That's a Kiboy. I'm shutting down the operation itself.
You can think about that.
So he says, right, so Matt's saying that what? It's like a machine that consumes. So one thing is like, hey, stop feeding it. That's not fine. But the Kiboy is like shutting it down. Yeah, good. So therefore, what? Being ma'akev the fire, that's not a problem. There's no mitzvah to let things burn. But kiboy is the malacha itself. But gram kiboy is the machlokas on the rabbanon. Fine, I'm satisfied with that. The mayor raises a very interesting question. It's something we took up a couple years ago when we were doing mukta. So the question is, it's a machlokas in the Rishonim, but the question is like this: let's say you have an oil lamp, right? And you siphon? What's the halacha if you siphon out oil? Okay, so the Gemara says it's kiboy. So really? Tosus learns it's kiboy because when you siphon it out, it's going to change the level and it's going to make it flicker. You know what I mean? The maisa of lowering it is going to create some sort of small kiboy. Okay, but the kiboy is in the actual flame. Okay, therefore he would hold if you had a wax candle, for instance. That wouldn't be the same thing, right?
If you cut off...
Cutting off the bottom, right? Wouldn't be the same thing. But the Rush learns, like Mayer's saying...
Wait, why? The fuel is actually... Like, you taking out fuel acts on the flame?
Yeah, because if it's oil, so if you lower the oil level, it's going to drop below where it's burning, and it's going to flicker. It's going to take a while for it to catch back up. It's going to dim when you do that.
Oh, I never knew that.
Until it burns back down. But the Rush learns differently. The Rush learns that it's because it's part of the oil was there kavua to be part of the fire. And that is part of the definition of the system of the Nair itself. And if you remove some of that oil, that's called kiboy, because it was kavua as part of that Nair. But he differentiates it from this case. Because in this case, you don't say that the guys that when a fire starts accidentally on your floor, now your house is kavua as the fuel. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? So he would hold the nair would also be a problem. To cut the a wax candle would also be a problem. Because when you light the candle, that's kavua, that is its supply.
But the table's not the problem because you never intended...
See, he has another nafkamina with Tosus, like if you had an oil...
Why isn't that just lafkamina?
Oh, because he's learning, you don't say ma'akev on the system that's on the cheftza itself. If you set it up lechatchila that this is the fire, this is its wick, and this is its can, this is its source, this is its, then that's all kavua as part of the nair, the system of the nair itself. And now you're altering the system. To alter the system is like a kiboy. Mm-hmm. You're shortening the kiboy of the thing that was kavua there, but there's no kvius over here. So now So now the Gemara says like this. Go ahead. Next case. I'm Rav Yehuda. I'm Rav. So Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, if your beged, if a talis caught fire on one end, you're allowed to dip water. You're allowed to dip it into water on the other end. And if it goes out, it goes out. Okay. Go ahead. So the Gemara says it has a kasha from a Braisa. Braisa says if the talis catches fire from one side, strange advice, but open it and put it on, and if it goes out, it goes out. A little different. Oh, little different than
meaning you be mikase with it.
Seems so.
I thought it was cover it, meaning.
No, miskase ba. You're gonna be covered in it.
Yeah.
No?
Gil, if you were covering it, that would...
Okay. V'chein sefer Torah. She'ochaz bo ha'or.
Poshto v'korei bo v'im kaba kaba.
Same thing. Just act cool. Next, Aliyah.
Oh, wait, but did you hear Mayor had a good...
Alright, but the question is, this sounds bizarre. What are you doing over here? I mean, what is your kavana? Are you trying to put it out? It's like a trick, right?
That's a good question.
What are you really doing over here? And this is less. This Gemara holds is less than dipping the end in the water. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is, how can you say? I don't know what happened to Rashi over here, but the Gemara's question is, how can you say? How can Rav Yehuda say in the name of Rav that you're allowed to dip it in water, the other end? No, this Bryce says all you're allowed to do is put it on or read from the Torah. Mm. Which means that it would be usher to dip it in water. Because it's clear dipping the other end in water is a much smarter idea. So if that's what you could do, it wouldn't tell you, open it up and put it on. Let's just get the pshat, right? So it goes like this. Hu de Omar ki Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas. So this is the Gemara says it's not a problem. It's not a kasha on Rav, on Rav Yehuda on Rav. It's a machlokas tanoim. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas, that gram kiboy is mutter. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or that, no. He holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas. So it's a strange, interesting Gemara now. Now this one little step of the Gemara is difficult. This one little step of the Gemara implies that what? It's very hard, this piece. It was the Gemara is saying it's gram kiboy, no? And the Gemara is saying he holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas, but Rashi's funny because Rashi says Deshari la'akuvit leka bor gedi.
No one said it's gram kiboy, yeah.
Deshari.
Yeah, but the Gemara's whole question is that,
right?
No, so the Gemara is saying at this point that Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas holds, according to Rashi, Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas says you're allowed to be ma'akev leka,
right?
And the Gemara
akube.
Yeah, you're allowed to be ma'aki with the or. Right? You're allowed to prevent it.
Doesn't akube sound like extinguishing?
No, ma'aki means to prevent.
I know, ma'aki, no, but akube is
you're trying like to keyboard, you're trying to revive your shot on the or?
No, I'm like what it's that's what it sounds like. I'm
no, it doesn't sound like that at all. No.
Okay.
That Dishori la'akuve d'leka b'or gedi. You're allowed to prevent.
Yeah,
Gil, ma'akev means to prevent. Why does prevent sound like extinguish?
No, I didn't know what the shoresh.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was kiboy and not
ikuv. No. Yeah, ikuv.
Yeah.
So you're allowed to be ma'akev the d'leka b'or gedi. But let's take this slowly. So now the Gemara is saying that's all they thought Rav Shimon ben Anas himself was holding. That you could be ma'akev the or. But they thought that would also imply that you can be gorim kiboy.
Well, then they ask the question. We're saying at this point before they ask the question.
Right.
Is that a havmina?
Is that the havmina? Just confusing. It's just a little bit confusing here. They know that, they know dipping the talus is, yeah.
It's also gorim kiboy. It's mutter.
Right, from the middle cases.
From the
whatever. So that's the question. Amar da Amar Bishim ben Nanas Pneshu Mechareich. It's true that he says it's mutter because it's preventing it. it's going to shrink. Gram kibli mi omar. Did he ever say gram kibli is mutter? Mm-hmm. Right. So there's no question. The Gemara always considers dipping the talus into water as a case of gram kibli. Mm-hmm. Right. The Gemara is saying it's Rav Shimon ben Nana. So the Gemara is just questioning that. How can you say it's Rav Shimon ben Nana? So all he says is prevention is mutter. Mm-hmm. Where do you see that he says gram is mutter? Fine. Okay. So we don't need to make a big deal out of that, right? So the Gemara says, "In midikatani seifa, Rabbi Yosi oser b'kli cheres chadoshim meleim mayim she'inim yichol mekavos or v'hein misbakinu mechavin esadaleka." Since Rabbi Yosi says in the end of the Mishnah that you can't use the new kalim filled with water because they will extinguish the fire, right? Mechlal the Tanakama shari. That implies that Rabbi Shimon holds his mutter. Right? Mi omar dilma hadikatani v'masnisin v'osim mechitza b'kol ha-kelem lav b'chadoshim ha-mesbakim ka'omar. Okay, so this is bothered with another problem. Bothered with the problem, why do they have to prove it from Rabbi Yosi? Why can't you just prove it from the Mishnah itself? Right? When it says, b'chol ha-kelem, bein malayim, bein reikonim. Why do they have to prove from Rabbi Yosi? Is all the Rishonim bother this question? Why do they have to prove from Rabbi
Yosi?
That's what it sounds like.
Right. And then you know that he holds Chadashim.
Right. So Rashi, that's what Rashi's trying to answer that problem. That you can't prove it from the Rabbanim themselves, because you could argue that they don't mean Kalim that would break. So then Tosis is bothered. So then what's the Chiddush of saying Malayim? So he says, okay, maybe you don't make, the Chiddush would be not that we don't make a Gzeira, the ones that don't break because of the ones that do break, whatever it is. Yeah, like if they're not going to break, who cares if they're Malay and Mayim? What's the benefit of filling them with water if they're not going to break? So that's the Tosafot about it. Vim Tom, Rakatani Maslisim, Bain Malayim, Bain Rekonim, Mai Ribusa, Ika Tfebe Malayim, Bain Rekonim, Ilav, the Mai Ribidakan Lishtaber, what's the Chiddush of putting that in if they're not going to break? Yeshlom, or Sokhanev, the Mai Rebikilim, Shain Darkan Lishtaber, Kamashlon, Lugas Rina, not to Kilim Shadakan Lishtaber, whatever it is. The point of the matter is simple like this. Forget about all the confusion, right? The point is like this. How does the Gemara conclude? The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas holds Gram Kibbutz is mutter. Okay. And Rabbi Yosi holds Gram Kibbutz is usur. And when Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, you can dip the talus in water, he's following Hushita, Rabbi Shimon, that Gram Kibbutz is mutter. And when the Braisa says you have to simply put it on and hope for the best, that's Rabbi Yosi. Good? Correct? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's very simple. Let's just see. So if I were to ask you, if we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, what would you be allowed to do with your talus?
Dip it in the water.
Dip it in the water. Good. Yeah. Okay. But before we go a little further, let's just get back to the case of what are you doing when you're putting on the talus and taking it off? So take a look at the Ritva. The Ritva answers this problem.
Okay. I have a question.
Okay, and then another question we could ask, Bill is asking, is why is dipping it in the water considered Gram Kibbutz?
Yeah.
I mean, why is it equivalent to why is it equivalent to the water that's going to the Kalim Chadashim that are going to crack?
Yeah.
Why isn't that just an Ikuv?
Yeah, correct. Exactly. Why isn't it just considered an Ikuv?
Good question. It is a good question. You could say that was the little step in that there was a tiny havamin in there, right? Yeah. That the Gemara said, Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter. That's Rabbi Shimon, and Rashi says because Rabbi Shimon says ikov is mutter, and the Gemara says no, this is not really ikov. This is really gram, right?
In which case, in the pot case?
No, with the water and the talus. No, when the Gemara says the talus and the water is like Rabbi Shimon. And Rashi, because Rabbi Shimon holds ikov is mutter. So it seems at that point the Gemara contemplated that dipping it in the water would just be a case of ikov. But then the Gemara says, no, that's not ikov, that's more than ikov, that's grama. How do you know Rabbi Shimon holds from grama? Then you have to prove it from Rabbi Yosi. But why is it ikov and why would it be gram kibbutz and not just ikov? I'm just wetting the rest of the talus, so it's going to be incapable of burning it. right? Mayor, that's Gil's question. Why isn't wedding the other half of the talus itself just an ikuv? I mean, Pashtus is they're learning that it's going to be, it's going to go out prematurely because of the water. Even on the parts that it could have burned further on. The water, when it contacts the water, when part of the fire contacts the water, it'll diminish it, it'll diminish it, and it won't be able to continue burning even where it was.
I have a difference.
So the Ritva's trying to explain why is Pashto Umiskaseba better than dipping one end in water. Mm-hmm. So he says, and what's the raya from the Bryce so that it can't do that? So he says, because the Bryce is saying the only available heter is to...
Where?
Spread it out and wear it, but not to put something that extinguishes fire on it. You can't put a dover ha-mechabe. Mayim is antithetical to fire. Mm-hmm. So you can't put anything that is an entity of kibui on that beged. All you can do is open it up and wear it. But what are you doing by doing that? Why isn't that just a kibui? Why isn't that just like stamping it out? So then he tries to explain also. You're just trying, he says, to prevent it from spreading. It'll stop it from spreading.
By wearing it. Sounds like...
By wearing it.
I guess because it...
The Mishnah Brewer also brings in a question what your kavana is on these things. Is your kavana to do the kibui or is your kavana not to do the kibui?
Isn't it always to do the kibui?
I guess because he's...
Because in general we say even if something is not necessarily going to happen, but if your kavana is for that, then it's us. That's miskaving. Mm-hmm. So what do you mean? Are you miskaving for the kibui here? But the Ritva sounds like he's saying it's not kibui. You're just doing something that you hope will prevent the spread of the fire. You're not trying to stamp it out by doing this.
I said davar shelo yin yach mamish.
Mamish b'lo hispashet?
Yeah. Hispashet, yes, sir.
You do something that won't allow it to burn further.
I guess, but
so the Mishnah Brewer tries to explain it also a little bit better. Toshta, he says, shalotei mikupelas, shlo yechos ayidei zeh arbekula. As he's saying like this, the talus is folded. So while it's folded, all of the material is in closer proximity to the fire. So you're allowed to spread it open, hoping that the fire is now distant from most of it, and it'll just burn itself out. It's not a raging fire, but if you had an ember burning part of your talus, it ever happens to you? Smokers? No? No one here is a smoker? Basically, if you have a coal that hits your clothing, it'll just burn through the spot.
Oh yeah, that I've had happen to me.
Right?
Yeah.
So if your beged is folded and it's starting to smolder, it's going to keep burning through. It can't mean it's burning on fire like a raging fire. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to make a difference. On the contrary, it might even make it better to be poshe. Right?
It's like the surface area, you're giving it more oxygen.
Yeah, of course. It must be that it's like a not a flame, but it's burning, smoldering. So now, if it's folded, it'll just burn right through. Sefer Torah too. Let's say something got caught on, it's rolled up, and something is burning on the scroll. So if you just leave it there, it'll just burn down. It'll keep burning down. But if you open it up, It's not gonna be spread out. It has to be that. It's the only shot that you can say. But it doesn't mean it's really lit on fire. Flames doesn't make sense. That's gonna happen.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, and you're not gonna be able to. You'd have to put it out. You wouldn't just. It's not just gonna go out. Like, you're not just gonna run out of fuel. It's gonna keep burning.
Why
does they have to wear it and be korei? That's a good question. And that makes it sound like you have to be doing something else. If you just were doing that Maisa, then that would be Usher. I mean, why? What's the difference? Right. If it's really, if you're really serious about it and you're really learning it to mean that it's just Ma'akev, so why isn't the Ikav a problem? Why is Ikav a problem? Just do it. It's a good question. According to the Gemara, it's not even Gram Kibbutz. Only dipping it in the Mayim would be Gram Kibbutz, but not this. That's exactly the Gemara's question. Right, and that's why would Kavanah make a difference? Gram Kibbutz is mutter. Gram Kibbutz is mutter. What are you supposed to do? It says, well, and if the table catches fire, you have to casually wrap it in or of or shel gedi without being miskaven. Of course,
put a face mat on top.
Right. So the only answer is like this. The maybe it's like the Mishnah Berurah saying. He says, "Ladina mashma v'divrei achronim de tafsinan de gam de miskaven lezeh mutter." Even if that's your intention, it's mutter. Ela sheizor shlo yoretz v'yikpos v'yinaneya atzma ona va'ona kidei sheyichve. But it means to say you can't take the talis and shake it madly and do something with it, because then that will be your kibbutz. So that's the pshat in the Mishnah. It's in the Braisa. It's saying you can do it, but you have to just be careful that you're doing a normal action as opposed to an action of kibbutz. Otherwise, it could be you'll come to doing real kibbutz.
Well, because the way it seems, it definitely seems like you're...
Right. You can't do the thing, you'll come in, you'll stamp on it. You can't do that, guy. You gotta just do it.
Poshtim
means open it up and put it on, but you can't do more than that because then it'll start getting involved in keeping.
You don't have to actually put it on.
No, you don't. Yeah. Right, exactly, right. No, it's just describing it, right, like exactly.
Because that's a casual motion.
Right, it's just describing, right, casual motions. Uh-huh. Describing no crazy, like the Mishnah Berurah says, not to be to be menanea. Ona va'ona, because that would be kibbutz mamash. That wouldn't be gram kibbutz. But he's wrong to call this gram kibbutz. This is not even gram kibbutz. V'chein sefer Torah shachas bazor poshta v'koriba v'mkavsa kavsa umutz l'kro. Okay, fine. Something else. That's a good shot. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes the most sense.
What about?
Okay, so we'll just leave off with the question. You guys saw it because you did the other ritva. But the question is very simple. The Gemara conclude we paskin la halacha like Rav Shimon ben Nanas, right? And the Gemara says that if you hold like Rav Shimon ben Nanas, then dipping the talis in the fire in the water should be mutter. And the only reason the Braisa said you can't dip the talis in the water is because the Braisa was holding like Rabbi Yossi. But the problem is, if you take a look in the halachos of the Rif says. The Rif says, "Veleis hilchos like Rabbi Yossi." Right, we don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. The kasava gram kibbutz is aser. But what does he quote? He quotes. This shouldn't say I'm Rabbi Yehuda. It should say Tanya talis shochas ba or poshtu miskase ba. Even though he says we don't pask like Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara says Rabbi Yossi is the one who says you can only open up the talis, but you can't dip it in water. The Rif's paskin like that, you can't dip it in water. But that's against the Gemara. The Gemara is saying if you paskin like Rabbi Shimon, you should be able to dip it in water. And only if you paskin like Rabbi Yossi, you can't dip it in water. He says we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, and you can't dip it in the water.
That's why we got confused.
That's the kasha on the Rif. So the way the Ron answers this is brilliant. It's based on the Gemara in Mem Zayin Amud Beis that he holds, argues with this Gemara, and the Rif passes like that Gemara over this Gemara.
The Kira, right?
The Kira, you gotta go through that case, okay?